everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
All right, so Saturday night, controversy again.
Oh, there is.
Well, there was in the Kevin Holland fight.
Yeah, the headbutt, the inadvertent headbutt.
I don't even know where I want to go because no matter what you say, you're wrong.
Okay.
You know, there is no right, but what people don't realize, and anybody, me included, that gets on referees, they have to make a decision pretty quickly.
It's instant.
Now, I think instantly it should have been stopped.
Okay.
Because for numerous reasons, but one, there's a no-win situation here. Let's say that Kevin Holland came back and won that fight.
Okay.
Is it still a no contest?
No.
Why not? If it was a no contest because he lost, why wouldn't it be a no contest because he won? But that's the thing I'm saying.
But yeah, there's no right answer there. But they're doing it the right way, rematching it November 13th.
Right. No, they are definitely doing that. But I'm saying he was knocked out, and Dan is, you know, one of the better referees.
He is, for sure.
He pointed right away to go to instant replay. But I think if you saw it and he went down and he was out, it's instant. And if it was inadvertent, it's no contest. Now, the guy who wins has no chance of really winning the fight. Because he's either going to lose,
right,
or it's a no contest.
Sure.
So it's a no-win situation.
Well, they made the right call. It's the right call.
You're right. Yeah. In my opinion, the right decision was made.
And hasn't that happened before where there's like double knockouts? Like in the past. Like, didn't Matt Hughes a part of one of those or Frank Trigg? Or?
I don't know nothing about it. But all I know is a former co-host once said that, and then he got choked unconscious. That's all I'm saying.
Well, why? Why did the co-host get choked unconscious?
I don't know if Statue of Limitations is over yet.
You're not allowed to ask questions about people getting double knocked out?
You're not allowed to ask questions as a smart aleck,
okay,
to someone you don't know, and you're coming across as a donkey.
Me or the other ghost?
Well, honestly, you're both one of the same.
We kind of are.
Yeah, you kind of are. You kind of are. So it was legendary because this person basically said that. So tell me about how you won the belt with a double knockout. And Matt goes, let me show you how I'm stocked out. And this type of person was a lot like you in the fact that he wanted this to happen.
Sure.
He enjoyed being choked unconscious.
Of course.
I loved listening to him getting choked unconscious, the gurgling on the air. And he knew that he would be talked about for the rest of
his
eternity.
Life. Of course.
Well, not his life, for eternity.
You know, I put a picture of the legendary, the godfather, the ground and pound originator, Mark Coleman, choking me out in a photo. And you know what kind of feedback I got? Why would you let that old man put you in a rear naked choke? And I'm like, listen, do you know who that old man is? The greatest ground and pound champion of all time.
He is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Yeah.
Like the scariest man in the UFC history all time?
In my opinion.
Maybe Francis?
In my opinion, yes.
More than Francis. Just because Francis doesn't have the personality to like be mean. He's like a nice guy. He's complaining about fighters pay. And
yes.
But
when I went to, it was the first event I covered, and as you know, Mark and I have become very, very good friends.
Very good friends.
But at UFC 11, I was scared to look in his direction. Just saying.
And you weren't even fighting him.
And I didn't even know him. Then I got to know him, and I was scared. Like, and we talked about it in the locker room at BKFC, how he called me once and ripped me a new one. And said that Wes Sims could have been so much better if he didn't spend so much time on this radio show. And through the phone lines, I was scared.
That's back when you could reach out and touch someone, right?
Pretty
like
much.
The well, yellow pages?
Well, I'm not touching that one at all. So, yeah, we're going to just ignore that
well,
one.
Well, speaking of Kevin Holland, after the fight, after he woke up from knocking himself out.
Well, he woke up instantly.
He apparently stopped a robbery in his neighborhood. Somebody was trying to break into a car. He chased them down. He like held them until the police arrived. And are you a fan of MMA fighters taking the law into their own hands?
Hold on a second. First of all, it's not MMA fighters. It's anybody. You know, it's not fair to say you know, MMA. So if you were to do it, is it different because you did it?
No, it's way different because they have the professional tag on their name. They got the blue check on their Instagram account. They've got a big target with fighter pay being discussed at every press conference with Dana White. People know how much money they have and how much they earn. So they're a big target. This kid who was held down by him, doing wrong, breaking the law, is probably going to end up suing Kevin for hurting his wrist or hurting his back or emotional damage. It's like somebody breaking your house and then tripping on your step because the concrete's or missing a brick.
Right, but it's going to happen either way. Sure. So, you know, if you were to do it or if I was to do it, they could sue just as well.
But it's a UFC star, and of course there's a lawsuit coming, right? I mean, unfortunately, in the world we live in, you can't do the right thing.
Maybe he should move to Hawaii, and if BJ Penn becomes governor, he can pardon him.
Now, BJ Penn, he has a little bit of a checkered past. I mean, we have
just a little
nightclub fights, the strip clubs, DUIs, flipping cars, allegedly.
Does that make for a car himself? He's a pretty little guy to flip a car.
He could be qualified to lead the great state of Hawaii.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know what his policies would be.
I don't know. Maybe I'll give him a call. We'll get him on.
You do have a buddy pass to Hawaii now.
I do.
That you scored yesterday.
I know that his mom invited a lot of people from the UFC to stay at the house. So, you know, really? Maybe I'll just say, hey, I'm friends with Greg or whatever. All right. So I didn't know that you have a relationship with our next guest.
Oh, yeah.
So let's welcome, as we get ready for BKFC on Saturday, let's welcome to the program, Tom Shoaff. Tom, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're not bad. So before I get into your mustache and all that kind of stuff, go ahead, Matt.
I mean, I don't take credit for being your trainer, but he has been trained by me on the back of a truck on the GNAT. So outside of Omaha at 2:00 in the morning, he was brave enough to step up in front of 30, 40 people, a crowded gathered, and he got up there and he dominated a vertical training that only a few people in the world have ever experienced.
Now, why are you laughing? You're not agreeing with that, right?
I mean, I don't know that I dominated it, but I certainly did my best, and everybody seemed impressed. So I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Fabulous. It was a fabulous demo. I mean, you look great up there. I got the photos on my Instagram page, so I'll make sure I tag you in them, and you can share them.
This is the first time that Matt hasn't been able to say, hey, if we ever run across you, we got to get you on the GNAT because you've already been on it.
It's already happened, exactly.
There's only four of them in the world in existence that are mobile, and you've been on one of them. So that's a pretty big honor.
I take pride in it.
That's because you don't know Matt, but that's okay. That's all right. All right, so let's talk about and it's unfortunate. A lot of times people are like, I don't want to be known as this. We had a fighter last week who, you know, is trying to talk to a lot of drug addicts and stuff, and he doesn't want to be known as the drug guy. He wants to be known as an MMA fighter. I'm sure you don't want to necessarily be known as the guy with the mustache, but tell us the mustache story.
You know, I'm totally fine with being known as the guy with the mustache. The mustache has really kind of become its own thing. But it all got started with my buddy Eddie. Eddie Wineland fights for the UFC, and probably 5 or 6 years ago, he started growing this handlebar mustache out and started what he calls the Mustache Mafia. And I loved it. I absolutely fell in love with it. And then sure enough, a couple of years later, I got the contract for the BKFC, and he essentially made it mandatory that I grow the mustache in honor of John L. Sullivan. So I did, and it's been with me ever since.
So I know that when I did my 12 seconds of research, Mike Richmond came up, and he did our show before his last fight, and I asked him this question. I'm going to ask you the same question. Do you think during the fight that maybe your opponent gets mesmerized by it, and it gives you an advantage that you can throw a couple knuckles to him?
You know, I certainly hope so. I try to take every advantage that this thing gets me. You know, it gets me a lot of compliments in public. It gets me a lot of attention on social media and stuff like that. And hopefully in the squared circle, it gets me a little bit of distraction time so I can land a couple more punches. Absolutely.
See, and I think that is the case. How much work goes into, you know, preparing something like that?
My mustache?
Yeah.
Not very much, man, to be honest with you. A lot of it just for me personally came down to grooming it early. I had to make sure that I was pulling on the ends and making sure they were going the right direction when it first started growing. And now it pretty much just grows the way you see it. I brush it every now and again, and that's really it, man. I get it trimmed, you know, maybe once a month, but yeah, no, there's not a whole lot of maintenance to this bad boy. It just kind of hangs out and does its own thing.
Okay, so tell me, what is the mustache really? What are you thinking? Because the mustache isn't thinking. I was trying to be funny. You know, as you're walking to the squared circle, is it the same thing that you think, you know, before every fight? Does it matter who you're fighting or where you're fighting, or what's going through your mind as you're ready, getting ready to get into the ring?
Yeah, I think things are a little bit different for me here at Bare Knuckle than it was in my MMA career. In my MMA career, I was really kind of lost in the weeds as far as the 155 pounders were concerned. It's a monstrous division, and it's very hard to make a name for yourself. I was fortunate to do that here in Bare Knuckle because I've been with the organization pretty much since day one. You know, I cornered at the first show, and then I fought on the second show, and pretty consistently ever since. And I'm one of a very few number of top quality guys at 155 pounds. So for me, walking to the squared circle now is there. I feel like it's more important because there's more weight to it. It gets me that much closer to a title, and that wasn't the case, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I was still doing MMA.
I know you have a serious question, Matt, but at BKFC1, did you get a chance to go to that steakhouse right down the street from our hotel?
I honestly can't recall. I know I spent a lot of time walking back and forth the venue, from the venue to the hotel with Bobby Gunn, because that was an outrageous experience for me. So I spent as much time soaking up knowledge from him as I could, but I honestly can't recall any steakhouses.
I'm going to say that no, you didn't go then, because that steakhouse was probably one of the top two steakhouses I've ever eaten at, and I can't wait for BKFC to go back out there just so I can go eat.
Well, hopefully they go back out there soon, because now I'm interested and I want some steak.
There you go.
Hey, Tom, so look, we all know about the brutality of the sport. We all know it. We you know what it is when you enter the squared circle or the cage. MMA veteran and Justin Thornton, you know, tragically passed. Does that change anything for this fight? Is there any hesitation or any way? Does it change your game plan at all, knowing that, seeing it firsthand, the real risk that's involved?
No. This situation with him specifically, my honest opinion on it was when I saw him at the weigh-ins, and then I saw him the next day at the fights, he looked to me like a guy who didn't have any business being in there. And he got beat up, you know. It's unfortunate. It's tragic, and accidents do happen. But I belong in this sport. I have every confidence in my ability, and I know what I'm signing up for at the end of the day. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. Combat sports have been my life since I was 14 years old, 13 years old when I started wrestling. So no, I'm not ignorant to the repercussions and the long-term damages that you can acquire, you know, doing this. It really doesn't change anything for me, no.
So we've been doing this official BKFC segment since 6 months before BKFC won. And I find it funny that fans continue to ask me and continue to ask fighters. So I'm curious, how many times have you been asked, I know it's bare knuckle, but what kind of glove do you wear?
That question's never come across my radar. But I do get a lot of different. I do get a lot of questions about the specific wraps that we have to use, and how it is that we wrap your hands, and if it's actually bare knuckle and things like that. And then once I get into the process of, oh yeah, no, you only wrap your thumb and your wrist, and with a little bit of gauze and a little bit of tape, and that's all you get. people really start to understand what you're getting yourself into. But I don't think I've ever had anybody say, okay, yeah, I get it, it's bare knuckle, but what kind of gloves are you using? That seems...
I've had some people ask me, you know, called into the show, which is kind of crazy. How far do you think BKFC has come in the, what has it been, almost 3 years now? And I remember at the beginning of the UFC when it first came here, you know, the leaps and bounds that it took and what it took. Are you surprised how fast and how far bare knuckle has come in this country in the last couple of years?
No, honestly, I think that's pretty, I think it's pretty standard. If you look at the rate of evolution in anything, you know, 20 years ago compared to today, whether it's entertainment, sports, technology, whatever, it all seems to have some sort of rapid growth. And, I think a successful business like the BKFC, only has the only option for them is to grow as quickly as possible, because of the risks and the things that were taking place with the UFC, you know, 25 years ago. They made those leaps and bounds, and they kind of laid the pavement for BKFC, who is another different sport, new sport, to come in and kind of follow suit and have just as fast as just as fast of a rise. You know, I think it's stellar that they've done it, but I'm not surprised. They've got an excellent product and they sell it well.
Hey Tom, so with that growth and expansion, this is the first fight night, I believe, for BKFC, right? It's not actually BKFC 22, it's actually fight night number one.
Precisely, yeah, and I believe next month in Wichita is the case as well. I'm pretty sure that's another fight night card. I don't think their next quote pay-per-view or you know numbered card is until New York when AJ gets his title back.
And does that change things? I mean, does it matter to you if it's fight night or if it's a numbered pay-per-view event? I mean, are you just happy to be fighting because of the sport?
No, I'm just glad to be back, to be honest with you. I've had quite a bit of a layoff. I think it's been almost 9 months since I fought last. I could be really terrible at math, but it's been a long time. I've had the best way that I can describe it is I fought Joe Elmore September 11th of 2020, and I've had one fight since then. So it's been a long time since I fought, and I'm ready to just get back in there and get closer to the title shot and, you know, getting my belt.
Speaking of the title shot and the possibility of winning the title, what would that mean to you to win a BKFC title?
You know, I think that's the culmination of 15 years of hard work and dedication in all coming together in one night, and to go out there and be, because I don't think Dat Nguyen has any chance of beating Luis Palomino, to be the second 155-pound title holder in 135 years, and really kind of stamp my name in history. It means everything to me. You know, that's what I've dedicated my career to in the last 15 years of my life to, is, you know, stamping my name in history. So to be able to go out there and have the opportunity and continually push myself towards that goal is really what this whole career is all about. You know, that kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier as far as that walkout's concerned. Every step I take towards that squared circle is one step closer to me becoming a world champion. And that's really what I'm in this game for.
And that is down the road. That could be next. Let's talk about Saturday. What can the fans expect to see when you get back in the squared circle?
A lot of footwork, a lot of movement, and a whole lot of punches. I plan on putting pressure on Josh early. I plan on making him fight for every inch of ground that he's going to attempt to get, and I plan on finishing him within three rounds. Again, these are all plans. You know, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face, as Mike Tyson used to say. But my goal, my intention is to go out there and perform as excellently as possible, take as minimal damage as possible, and put on a show for the crowd, and hopefully get right back in there as soon as possible afterwards.
I know you have an appointment coming up, so last question for you. What are you thinking, if you're thinking, during a fight? Are you trying to think ahead, even though that's hard to do because you don't know what you're going to do and what they're going to do to your doing? Or are you trying to just clear your head and just go out there, have fun, and be in a fist fight?
You know, I think it's a good combination of both. I'm not much of a... I try not to think too much because when you think, you stop moving. And when you stop moving, you get hit. So I think the best way that I could describe it is it's a lot of pattern recognition while still just trying to enjoy yourself. So I'm going out there, I'm trying to flip, I'm trying to move, I'm trying to be as evasive as possible, still land combinations. But it's there. I don't think there's a whole lot of thought process behind it. I think that's what training's for. I think that's what training camp is for, you know, so that everything's, all the muscle memory is locked in and you don't have to think when you get in there, you just go down there and perform. So for me personally, that's what it is. That's how it is. I'm just, there's not a whole lot of thought going on. It's just, it's time to work.
Hey Tom, and just to go back to last fight, you know, I don't know the exact number, but I believe all 14 fights were finished in two rounds or less, most of them in the first round. Does seeing that unfold at the last BKFC fight, does that change your strategy? Like, are you going to leave it all in the first round, or do you think you're going to go the distance?
No, I think that comes down to those fights specifically. You know, everybody fights differently. Everybody's got a different mentality and a different approach in how they go out and they perform. If I get the finish in the first round, great, fantastic. But that's not necessarily my goal or my intention. How other people perform really doesn't put any pressure on me. I don't feel that, no.
Good stuff.
That's
Tom,
awesome.
Thank you for your time. Enjoy yourself Saturday night. For coming on the show, I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics and a box of Odd Socks. If you want to check them out at oddsockofficial.com, let me know which ones you want. I can put the order in, or they'll just send you a box and box it up and send it out to you tomorrow.
Well, very cool. That's awesome. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate your time. Have fun on Saturday.
I'll see you in Montana, buddy.
Make sure he gets a mat.
I'm gonna hook you up, Tom. I got you, man. Hey, look, if you see me in the opposite corner, I don't pick favors, man. I'm just doing my job.
All right. I got you. I appreciate the heads up.
See you there, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Enjoy it. Tom.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Show up back in the squared circle BKFC fight night.
Greatest mustache in the game now that Richmond shaved his off.
I didn't know he did that.
He did. Yeah, he cut it off. So Tom stands supreme at the top of the...
Well,
I mean, he always
Tom
had.
Said he stands supreme before.
He always had the greatest mustache in the game. I mean, and that's what, throwing back the lineage of back to how it originated in the John Sullivan era and bringing it back to U.S. sanctioned on soil.
All right, so you got to get a picture of him. Not you in it, just him with the old boxing staff.
I think he takes all of his pictures with the underhand knuckles. But nobody fights like that. That's what's surprising.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, why would it work back in the 1800s? Why wouldn't it work today?
Because we're stronger, faster, younger. I don't know.
What's this wee stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We're not French.
Yeah, we're not. All right. Let's go hit the bottom of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
You're back. This is Knockout Radio, where we are grammatically correct. Or... automatically.
I believe, if I remember, that I spelt it out. You are. Okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, you hand this to athletes or celebrities and...
Not all of them can read. They have concussions and CTE protocols.
I wasn't going to necessarily say it that way.
Eye pokes. They can't see the card.
Exactly. Head butts.
The more letters, you know, it gives them a chance to put the words together.
To stall. You are. I thought it was awesome. You know, I couldn't have written that any better.
Yeah.
You know, and for, you know, Jimmy Kimmel to kind of do that, I thought it was kind of fun.
Well, punctuation saves lives, Randy. I mean, it's like, let's eat grandma. Or, let's see grandma.
Joe Marquardt gives me crap all the time about my Facebook posts because I don't, you know, apostrophes and periods. I just, it's a 17-sentence long paragraph.
Yeah, yesterday's was going on a 36-minute flight to fly out to Hawaii with a buddy pass. Or
we'll get to that in a minute. But I do believe, and we've been saying it long enough, I do think he is now the leader. The leader of the gang.
Oh, the number one.
The number one.
He's back on top.
He is back on top. Because Tito was on before his
fight.
He
was.
So we have Ryan Bader back on so he can leapfrog Tito again. And he has now been on this program more than any living human being. Ryan Bader, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Not too bad. It's been a while since we've spoke. How are you? How's the family?
All good. Family's great. Kids sports every dang night and all that kind of stuff, and I'm doing well, training's good, and a couple weeks out here.
Yeah, right around the corner, a fight in your backyard. But I'm kind of curious, you know, you've now been doing this so long, is it hard to keep the same passion that you had, you know, at your first fight or your first UFC fight or your first Bellator fight? Or is it just, this is what I do, I know what I'm doing, and I don't, you know, need to pretend anything?
Yeah, it's kind of got to that point where you're like, you know, obviously I'm better. I want to go out there and win and everything like that. But it's kind of, it's a job, and, you know, this is what we do. And, you know, I've had I have 35 fights or something like that. It's one of those things, go out there, you know, get your paycheck, wanting to be the best, and it's, you know, take that fight in front of you, really. I still have passion for it. I love competing, you know, and I still love training and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, your mindset kind of switches for sure.
So Ryan, I mean, I think the obvious question here is, if you weren't a professional fighter, would you play baseball for a living? Because I saw you throw out the first pitch at the Diamondback game, and it's reported that you threw over 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
What?
But you did start from a shorter distance. What were you, like 30 feet from the home plate?
No, I was just from the – I didn't throw a 90, I don't believe. But the they didn't let you go up on the mound, just right in front of the mound and all that.
We saw Conor McGregor a few weeks ago. He had
killed somebody.
A wild pitch. He did it in a suit that was three sizes too small. But compared to Conor's velocity, I mean, I think you got him, bro. I think you're taking that top spot.
Oh, I definitely got him on that for sure. And if I would have been able to, you know, pitch from the mound, it'd been a lot better.
Did you play baseball? I mean, we obviously know your wrestling background and your athletic career, but did you play baseball growing up? Was that something you loved or thought you about pursuing?
I played as a kid, and when high school came, I concentrated on football and wrestling. You know, I was a good football player. Ended up getting, like, Nevada Defensive Player of the Year my senior year and all that kind of stuff, and was thinking about trying to go to college for football, and then, you know, ended up choosing wrestling.
When was the last time that you watched a 9-inning baseball game? Ever?
Yeah. Long time. I stayed for about 7 innings on the one we threw out the first pitch, and that was probably, you know, it's probably since I was a kid, to be honest. It's tough.
I put a post on my Book of Face yesterday that I was going to watch my first baseball game in probably a couple years, the Yankees-Red Sox game, and I think I watched 3 pitches. And I'm like, I need to go watch something like, I don't know, L.A. Law or something, because this is just killing me.
I mean, you kind of get into it, you know, follow your team, whatever. But then, yeah, for a whole baseball game, it's rough.
I know we were at a game, a Rays game, and a buddy of mine was pitching, Tony Saunders. He was pitching a no-hitter in the 7th. And my wife goes, all right, let's go. Are you ready to go? I'm like, we can't leave throwing a no-hitter. At least let's – oh, good form.
Oh, yeah, Bader, you're the real deal, man.
Matt's just showing me your pitch. That's excellent
form. Put him on the mound.
Not too bad, right?
Hey, Randy Johnson and Ryan Bader.
I like it.
Two best things come out of Arizona.
I think it's fantastic. All right, Your fight's right around the corner. It's in your backyard. Is that, can you let it be a distraction, or are you going to be able to, you know, turn the phone off, which is why I called you so early, expecting you to turn the phone off and everything as you get closer to fight time?
Yeah, I'm just treating it like any other fight. You know, I'm going to the hotel on Monday, you know, a week early. I'm treating it like anything else. You know, when he fought Fedor in L.A., you know, I had a ton of people come in. You know, people don't take it's the same thing. So, for me, back in the day, I used to think, oh man, fighting at home would be a distraction. I won't want to do it. But as I've gotten older, I want to at least have one here in Phoenix. And so that happened. Business as usual, all good.
So I sent a text message to our good friend Adam over there at 8 Man Strong, putting in my my order for the new Bader Nation shirt. What's your thoughts on it? Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah. We kind of told him what we wanted and all that, and he brought it to life. So Adam's awesome. 8 Man's awesome. You know, and he's been supporting me for a long time, and I'm supporting them always. So good group of people over there.
Definitely good stuff. Give me your thoughts. I know we normally don't talk fights, you know, when you and I just chat, but give me your thoughts on Corey and the fight that's right around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to this fight. It's one of those fights where I usually do well against fellow wrestlers. I feel like he's good everywhere. I'm just better everywhere. I have power. I can put him away on the feet. I feel like I'm a better MMA wrestler, better jiu-jitsu and all that kind of stuff. He brings a lot of volume. and he's always in shape. You know, he brings it. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be a clash of styles like maybe, say, Phil Davis and I, where it's a boring fight every time. You know, I believe this one's going to be really good, you know, for the fans and ourselves. So, other than that, it's just one of those fights to kind of see where it goes. You know, I have my game plan, but I have no strict game plan where, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to get this down like I did with Machida or whatnot. It's kind of, it's free, you know, and so that's what makes this fight fun.
So Ryan, how's your weight cut going this time around? And the question I have for you is, have you tried the Lord hot dog yet?
Weight cut is going good. I'm sitting better than ever right now. You know, maybe that's because I've made light of heavyweight, you know, twice already. The first time I made it from coming back from heavyweight, I had short notice, and it was terrible. But this time, it's awesome. I'm already way past where I want to be. And I have not tried the Lord hot dog. I don't even know what that is. What is it?
So Jared Taylor of Black Rifle Coffee, he just launched his brand new hot dog called Lord Hot Dog. And we're filming the video down here for the commercial for it in a few weeks. So if you have an interest in being a part of that, we're going to go out on the boat. We're going to film the commercial.
What are you talking about?
From Black Rifle Coffee. That's just one of his shirts. Ryan, you're wearing the shirt in one of your Instagram photos. I don't know if you know Jared personally.
I work with the Black Rifle guys, yeah. How do you launch a hot dog?
So we're going to go out on Ric Flair's boat. We're going to film it out in the bay. And it's going to be a pool party, and then there's going to be a fight between who gets the last hot dog. And but it's going to be filmed here in Florida. So if you want to come down, I can certainly put you in touch with everybody filming and to be a part of that commercial if you want to be on it.
I think Ryan has a better chance of doing it himself, even though I know you're tight with Rick and all that.
I'm just saying. You want to hang out in Florida, we'll go fishing out in the bay. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, that's just fun.
I'm just curious, what kind of hot dog is it?
It's Lord's hot dog. It's holy. It's what else do you need to know, Randy? It's a hot dog.
All right.
You'll love it. You're a foodie.
All right. I am, but we're boring Ryan, and I don't want to do that. So,
yeah.
What can the fans expect, you know, when you and Corey get at it?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I think the styles make, you know, for a good fight, and our styles are going to do that. You know, he's one of those guys that comes forward and has a lot of volume. I'm kind of one of those guys that comes forward and looks to knock you out on the feet, and, you know, get you in a position on the ground too, and TKO you. And so it's kind of one of those fights. I just feel like it's going to be, you know, fireworks. And then being in here in Arizona with the fans and all that, and I haven't fought in front of fans for a couple of years now, you know, so that's a huge factor. You know, it's different walking out when it had the COVID protocols and it's silent, and, you know, it's hard to get going that, you know, that beginning of the fight. And so, you know, going out there with fans cheering, your hometown fans, it's going to be a cool experience.
Let me ask this. I don't know if I ever have asked you this, and it's one of the questions I ask almost everybody, but, you know, that my dinner question, if you could invite any four people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious, can't be family members, can't be, you know, friends at the gym or whatever, who would you sit down and hang out with?
Man, I hate this question, Randy. You know I hate these.
Have I asked you it before?
Always.
You have a couple times.
I have dementia.
No, you're good. Man, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't really even give you names right now. I'd have to think about it. If I gave you names right now, it'd just be dumb off the top of my head. That's a thinking question.
I got you. I mean, I like it only because I want to sit down with Rocky Balboa and John Rambo.
Oh, fictional characters, huh?
Yeah. You know, I don't really want to sit down with Sylvester Stallone, but, you know, I want to...
Exactly.
Right. I want to hang out with Rambo and Rocky. So, well, as always, Ryan, thank you very much for your time. I would send you some 8-Man Strong, but you know the address where to pick it up. So
you would
get it a whole lot quicker than I would. But we will send you out a box of Odd Socks. Check out their website, oddsockofficial.com, and text me which ones you want, and I'll get them sent out to you right away.
Sounds good, buddy. Appreciate that.
All right. As always, thank you very much for your time. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, guys. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Ryan Bader has been on the show since day one. He was one of the Ultimate Fighter guys his season that they would set up and have on, and then just a good guy.
Awesome,
you know,
guy.
I haven't been to many Bellators, but the ones I've been to, all but one, Ryan Bader fought it.
And probably the only guy that could call you ugly to your face and you not be upset about it.
Well, I don't know. Jimmy Kimmel called me illiterate, so, you know, what do I care? Right?
Yeah, you're good. I mean, it depends on who it is.
Right.
It's all on the messenger.
Well, it's part that, and, you know, like, I could care less what Jimmy Kimmel calls me. Yeah, if Ryan Bader calls me ugly, it's not.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to out-wrestle him? I'm going to take him to the ground like Matthews?
You might be able to out-eat him. The Lord hot dog competition.
I don't know. I need a little more time.
We can make a competition, a hot dog eating competition.
I would be up for it.
Would you do the bun or no?
Well, if I don't have to, I wouldn't.
Because, you know, they dunk it
yeah,
in the water.
Dip in the water so they can slide it down their gullet better.
I think Joey Chestnut's about 80 hot dogs in
15 minutes or something. That's insane.
Crazy.
But that's not the one that drives me crazy. Go to the International Food Eating Competition and look at some of the things that they eat. Mayonnaise.
Ugh.
All right, which is disgusting.
Ugh.
But, you know, there's watermelon, there's ice cream, there's Reese's peanut butter. I'm up for that.
Okay.
You take like four at a time, you know, or it's like that man versus food thing. You know, we went to one of them.
Really?
So, real quickly, there was one in Texas, and Sean and I went to it, and I have a photo of it. And they bring you this burger that is probably 12 by 12.
Wow.
Massive, right? So they bring that, they set it on the table, and then they put a garbage can right next to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they're expecting you. And I'm like, I'm not going to do this. So they started to take it away, and they're like, well, all we can do is throw it away. We can't. So Sean and I are like, all right, well, we'll eat what we can, and we didn't even put a dent into it.
Really?
And people go and eat this thing for a T-shirt. For a T-shirt! You know, we were talking about, you know, this disagreement I had with the guy on Facebook about dying in combat sports and whatever, and, you know, and I said there's no amount of money worth losing your life over. There's nothing that I would eat for a T-shirt.
Nothing.
Like that.
No, right, right. Like,
you know, would I eat 100 lobsters
for
a T-shirt?
But at the steakhouse, didn't you eat like a 36-ounce steak or something?
Oh, but that's nothing.
Oh.
That's nothing. If we go back to Wyoming, where this steakhouse, it's one of the top, and I'm not exaggerating, one of the top three steaks I've ever eaten in my life. And it's half price for military. Next time I go, I'm going to buy two steaks.
Okay.
Right? Why not?
Man, I'll tell you, I watched a viral video last night. A guy took two irons. He had a steak suspended from the ceiling on a rope, like a tether. And he grilled both sides of the steak with irons at home. It was hilarious, but I would actually try it. Because you got to grill a steak on the road and you got a hotel, now you can.
Yeah, with your sponsorship, you don't need to do that. They take good care of you.
That's true. I'm paid in full.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. This shenanigans is almost over, and I'm very happy about that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I should go find Oz and have him read that line.
Why?
Because he should say, this is the great Ozzie Smith.
Great
on the field, off the field. The Cardinals taking on the Dodgers tonight. The Bucks taking on, I think it's the Dolphins
on
Sunday.
Has anybody done a backflip running out to the field since Ozzie? I mean, that's not the easy thing to do. I mean, it's such a great fan flair and like entertainment value.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch baseball anymore. So
I mean, and that's a shame. Last night, you would think one game playoff, Yankees versus Red Sox, like the iconic brands coming together for one game, winner take all.
For the right to play the Tampa
Rays.
Bay Rays.
And then nobody even knows where Tampa Bay is.
No, it's in Tampa.
They don't know that.
I still tweet ESPN to call them morons.
All the time. But the point is, like, what franchises are still relevant now? I mean, the Dodgers won last year. Where are the Cardinals? Do they still play?
Well, the Dodgers play the Cardinals tonight.
Oh, they do?
They're in the one-game playoff.
Oh, they're in another playoff. Yeah. Wow.
So the Dodgers won like 600 games, and they still didn't win the division.
Wow.
Because the Giants beat them.
Wow.
So, but honestly, I can't watch.
Because the Oakland A's had like the flair, and they had the neon green, like Ricky awesome. Henderson. You wanted to like be a baseball fan. Like they had so much swag and flair. I don't know one player right now. I don't know anybody that plays baseball.
I am such a Matt McClellan tool wannabe.
It's true.
That when I played softball, I used to think I was Ricky Henderson. And I would like sway back and forth like Ricky did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I really wanted to steal third one time and pull the base up and yell, Lou Brock was good, but I'm the best of all time. I love Ricky.
But like that flair is gone in baseball. There's not. I mean, Aaron Judge, I like Aaron. He's got great talent, but there's no personality.
There's no, right. I mean, there's the couple. You have Trout. You have the other guy that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name, who's a phenom. You know, pitcher, batter, can do it all. But you're right. There's no, at least to me, because I'm not into it. I'm sure people that love the game, you know, would recite, you know, the kid that's in Atlanta that gets drilled every time he comes up. That's how good he is. His rookie year, he's a rookie, and they're drilling him. You know, but I can't.
But there's no swag. There's no face of baseball. Back in the day, you had, you know, A-Rod. You had Barry Bonds. You had the Bash Brothers.
There really are guys.
There's not.
The San Diego guy, Tatis Jr.
The chicken?
The chicken is a stud. The San Diego chicken.
The beast.
Tatis Jr. is a superstar. I mean, so there are some stars, but if you don't watch it, how can you say that they're not? And again, I don't watch it. I cannot tell you two players on the Rays. I mean, your best friend.
Yeah. And
you know what, other than him.
Kluckemeyer and other chicken.
That's it. That's all I know. It's him.
but that's what makes them so special. Is like they find these guys in the farm league. They develop them. Then they sell them as soon as they get a hot and a value.
Well, they don't sell them.
They trade them.
You're not allowed in today's culture to say that they sold them. So that's Saturday night is the big trilogy. With Fury.
Oh, Fury and Wilder.
Yeah, and Wilder.
And Wilder looks big. He looks like he's beefed up. Like he's bigger, stronger.
Did he bring Mark Breland back? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You know, I'm curious.
No, you see.
I'm not too curious, or I would have called Mark to ask him. But
should have called him. Text him at least. I mean, did we learn anything from this week, though, Randy? I mean, I think your entire.
COVID stinks.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, but this week in particular, Facebook went down. I mean, and we couldn't communicate. And Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, they're all owned by the same company. So if we lose all that data, all those years of photos, all the years of memories, all the posts, you know, so you got to start diversifying. You got to start, you know, texting.
Taking notes.
Right, we'll get a typewriter.
Exactly.
You know, get what they call the stenographers or whatever. Like
yeah,
the
that's
note.
What they call it.
The people from the court. Like
my next door neighbor was that for the Macho Man Randy Savage divorce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was like, "Snap into a Slim Jim." Like he.
I'm not sure he said that at the divorce, but who knows? Bucks Miami. Bucks have some injuries. They're
yeah, but they keep getting superstar talent. I mean, they just signed
Sherman.
Did you
see the Patriots just cut he's the number one corner in football, and he just got cut today. You think Brady's calling?
Of course.
Come get a ring.
Yeah, that's all you have to say.
What do you think he said to Richard Sherman?
Yeah, come get a ring.
You want a ring?
When you got that kind of pull.
It's Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. But they won't go undefeated. And the 72 Dolphins will retain the status.
I'm sure the Dolphins appreciate that they lost early, but there still is an undefeated team. So they still can't crack the champagne.
And that's L.A.?
Correct.
And they look strong with Stafford behind them. Stafford looks good with the team around him, huh?
I don't think it's the Rams. I think isn't it the Chargers?
Well, yeah, they play in L.A., though, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, right. L.A. Chargers.
Right, which is weird.
It's weird. Super weird. But everything in California is weird. And the Super Bowl being out there is going to be weird. If COVID's still around and we won't have the luxury of...
If they have a radio row in L.A. like they had in Tampa, I'm coming home.
Oh, it's going to be awful. Well, I mean, but if they shut everything down and they won't allow anybody to be in distance or nobody can attend in person...
Well, you won't even be able to be allowed in the state.
Why?
Because you're not vaccinated.
Oh, thanks for the HIPAA. Privacy. Appreciate my personal information, but no, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I'm not doing it.
Whatever.
If I have an immune system,
yeah,
strong, like bull.
I'll tell you what.
And I'll move to Hawaii where the great state will be run by BJ Penn.
Yeah, who's dead against all that stuff, but so is the governor of Florida, and look at what it is here. I'm just saying that, like, we're scheduled to go on a cruise in a month.
Yeah.
The Tampa port's not even open. So the governor says open it, and the mayor says no. The port says no. The guy in the greenhouse says no.
Yeah.
So
it's unbelievable what's going on.
So it is what it is, but it's going to be a fantastic weekend of sports. I mean, it truly is. I really don't know who Alabama's going to beat up this week, but I throw it on because it's fun to watch.
Speaking of college debacles, what about your boy Urban Meyer getting a little lap dance in a bar?
What is up with? How stupid?
Or smart?
No, stupid.
Look, like he loves exiting contracts and getting away.
There's no way after 3 weeks.
I have mental health. I have health issues. I want to spend time with my family. I want to go walk my dog.
I don't like the guy.
He always weasels out of stuff. And what a setup. Get a little lap dance at a bar, make a controversy, and now the owner goes on. It's inexcusable behavior.
You think he's wanting out already?
Yeah, he's going to get suspended or fired, well, and he gets out.
He's not going to get suspended.
He's going to get fired for being inappropriate, and he's going to be on vacation again.
On vacation?
with a $5 million buyout option.
I'm sure that there's a clause that if you're fired for being stupid, you know, that you don't get paid.
Oh, I don't have that clause.
There's a lot of clauses in yours, trust me.
Like Santa?
Yeah, there's a lot of clauses that you don't read, which has made this very improper. So we're off to Montana.
Yeah, so we're flying out tonight, going to Denver for a one-day layover. Then I leave tomorrow morning for Salt Lake City. We'll spend a night in Salt Lake, and then we rent a car. And we're driving up through Idaho to Yellowstone to...
Pick me up a potato.
Or some cotton. Like, they have a cotton field up there. They've got the red turf at the Boise...
Or blue.
No, it's red. They changed it to red.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it's red. It's red, really? Turf, yeah.
Shut up.
No, I swear, it's red now.
Blue was awesome.
And then... I saw pictures. Like, the cotton fields are in full bloom. The colors, the mountains, the trees, the water. So, I'm taking my family with me. We'll drive through Yellowstone, the Old Faithful, the old geezer like you. And then we're going to go up to Billings, Montana for BKFC Fight Night number one.
All right. I know what your plan is.
Yes.
Okay. I'm the only one who knows this.
What is
your plan is that you're going to leave one of the three in Idaho.
No, that's what the other Florida guy did, and the girl didn't come back. I'm not that guy. Oh, you're going somewhere else with that. No, Randy, when I take family vacations, I bring them all home with me.
Well, that's not what you've been telling me.
No, those are my babies. And so, look, after this trip's over, my two daughters, 9 and 7, will have now been to 31 states and the District of Columbia in the last 5 months.
That's crazy, because I've seen on the Book of Face people put it, and they're like, I've been to 13 states.
Yeah, my 9 and 3-year-old been more places.
But is it really, can they say they've been in a state, which I guess they can say, just like we went to Iowa, if they slept through it while you drove?
No, but we actually went to major cities. So every time in class when they see a landmark, like the St. Louis Arch, they have a personal story. Like, oh, we went to the Arch, we stayed here, we went there.
All right, enough about you. We have about 50 seconds. Who wins, Wilder or Fury?
I think Wilder. I think he's coming for it.
I'm going to go Wilder as well. Main event, Melvin Gallard versus Joe Riggs.
Melvin's won his last two fights by disqualification. So, I mean,
well, no, the two. He got DQ'd last time.
Listen, I love Melvin. I just don't think he has enough size for Joe Riggs. I think Riggs is too big, and I think Riggs gets it done.
Bucks, Dolphins.
Bucks. They're going to come out blazing. They're going to score 52 points.
Cardinals, Dodgers.
Dodgers, the champ. Gotta always go with the champ.
Hurts me to say, you know, being a former employee of the St. Louis Cardinals. The baseball team. I'm going to say the Dodgers as well. All right. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank our guests. Want to thank our sponsors, 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week from BKFC office in Philadelphia.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.